You're listening to Life Aquarian, a soul's journey through the human experience. And now, here's your host, Leanne.
Everybody, this is Leanne with Life Aquarian, and I'm very excited to be broadcasting on the Make It So Network. I started this podcast back in 2010 when I began going through my own spiritual awakening. And the whole idea is that this is a soul's journey through the human experience. So I'm sharing with you the things that I'm going through and the lessons that I'm learning along my path. And 2021 is an amazing time for an Aquarian perspective as we enter the age of Aquarius. So, like the name of this podcast implies, I am an Aquarius. I'm a quadruple Aquarius. And I'm very future-oriented and I'm definitely bringing in new ways and ideas of living this life. Aquarians are very unique and original. We do our own thing. We're dancing to the beat of a completely different drummer. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to carve our own path. And this Aquarian age is all about a new way of being, a new way of connecting, a new way of working. I am super excited about it. This is the reason why I was born, is to be here right now. And we're all here right now for a very specific reason. The world is raising its consciousness. And whenever this happens, things have to fall away. And that's what we're witnessing here. We're witnessing a breaking down of the old way. For so long, we've been living under the control of a select group of people who have been harnessing our energy to promote their own agenda. Now, let's think about that for a second. Whatever you pay attention to, you're giving your energy to. So energy is currency. Energy is like another form of money. So whenever you give your attention to something that is negative or not what you want to see in your world, it's like throwing your money away. So let's just go ahead and hop right into today's topic, which is about the idea of self-concept. I'm going to try to figure out a way to link those two ideas. I may jump around sometimes just because I have a lot of thoughts that are coming in and I'm just channeling this. I'm just allowing whatever comes in to flow. So go with me on this journey. We're going to go on this journey together. We're both hearing this for the first time. So the reason why I wanted to make self-concept the very first topic of my first podcast is because the way you think and feel about yourself is directly responsible for what you see in your current reality. We don't always realize the power that we have by simply what we're thinking about ourselves, the way we speak to ourselves, the way we treat ourselves. Because the truth is that people show up in our lives as a reflection of these things. So, if you feel unworthy and undesirable, then there are going to be people that show up in your life that continue to perpetuate this idea about yourself. They're going to disrespect you. They're going to take advantage of you. And you're going to blame it all on them without even realizing that they're just reflecting back to you the way you feel about yourself. This is something I've been practicing over the course of the last year. I found out about Neville Goddard. I had never heard of his teachings before, and I started watching a variety of different people on YouTube that were talking about his ideas of self-concept, and everyone is you pushed out. And I thought, well, this is very interesting. It just kind of clicked. Everyone is you pushed out. Your external world is a reflection of what is going on within you. Okay, I thought, this is pretty cool. Let me give this a shot. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to really focus on how I see myself, the way that I talk to myself. And I've been doing this in a variety of ways. And I've learned how to do this in a variety of ways. So, of course, my first interaction with this material was on YouTube. And then my friend Elena and I started a book club. And the very first book that we read was The Power of Now. And what I'm finding is all of these different materials and things that I'm learning, they're all so closely linked and related. Now, when I first started practicing these concepts, I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and lots of insecurities. I had just gotten out of a long-term relationship, a marriage, just gotten out of my marriage, and when you leave a relationship, it's not uncommon to sort of worry about what's next. Will I love again? Can someone fully love and accept me the way that I've been loved and accepted in my past? You know, all those thoughts and fears. And they're not real. They're just stuff that our ego mind tells us. And so this is something that I learned. The Power of Now also helped me to really learn this. Your ego is just there to protect you. Now, it does serve a purpose, but not a spiritual purpose. Your ego is just kind of here to help you in this 3D reality and to like move through this world that we're going through. But as I said earlier, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. The ego is a human thing. But at our essence, at our core, we're spiritual beings. We're all heart. And the ego is not a heart-centered voice. It keeps us separate from one another. It keeps us separate from ourselves. It keeps us separate from our spiritual nature, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. And when you're able to get control of this and not let it control you, it has such a dramatic impact on your life. And I have seen this to be true. So let's just kind of start out with things that I used to tell myself, my own past narratives. And one of the things you might hear me say a lot is, let's flip that narrative. Let's flip that narrative, because our lives are a movie of our own making. We're creating our story in any given moment. We're creating the characters. We're creating the drama, the climax, everything. We create it all. And we're doing it whether we realize it or not. So when you are able to see the power that you have simply with the thoughts that you think, and you're able to be conscious and aware of what you're doing, amazing, magical things can happen. So I used to tell myself things like, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. And these stories started in childhood because of things that happened in the relationship I had with my father. Now, for the longest time, I blamed everything on this. My insecurities, my issues with men were all about, well, this is what my father did or did not do to me. This is all about my father, my father, my father. And what I've learned now is that in itself is a narrative. I was making myself a victim to my past. I felt like, oh, these horrible things happened to me. I should get some sort of a break because of all the pain and turmoil that I went through. And I carried that. I identified with that story. People need to give me a break. People need to be more sensitive about my own insecurities because my father, my father, my father. And what I realized is I'm giving away my power. And by continuing to tell myself that story, I continue to create the circumstances that support that story. So why not tell a new one? Now, parenting is hard. I've never done it. I don't want to do it for that very reason. And what I've realized is I need to have some compassion for the people who raised me, because they're just people. They were in their 20s. They were young. See, I'm telling another narrative here, but I'm trying to have compassion for their situation. Nobody is perfect. And I really believe that they did the best that they could with what they had. To use my father as an example, his father was an alcoholic. His father did horrible, abusive things to him, and hurt people hurt people. And that is why it's so important for us to really identify these wounds that we're carrying around and to heal them. Because if these things are left unhealed, then we can hit out. Then we can hurt other people through our own pain. And we can continue to invite others in to do the same thing to us. So that was my old story. That's my old story. And there's not a lot of power in being a victim. No power at all. But one of the beautiful things about being alive and being here in this earth school that we're all in is that at any given moment, we have the power to make a new choice, to write a new story. We get to live our lives and have these interactions with other people, and they get to reflect back to us what's going on within. It's always a barometer for what's happening within us. All of the situations we encounter, just a little measuring stick for what's going on inside. So if something happens and we don't like it, we can change it. We can write a new story. We can flip that narrative right then and there. And it is a process and it is a practice. But that's okay. And just like anything else, you don't learn to play the piano in one session. You have to keep working up those skills. You know, it takes a lot of different skills to play the piano, from muscle memory, to coordination, to really working left and right brain at the same time. There's a lot that goes into that. So this is a practice. But as you continue to do it, it does get easier. So here's what I do now. I have a spiritual practice that I use when I begin my day. It's how I start my day every day. I start out with a glass of lemon water. There's just something about it. There are lots of health benefits to it, but it's become a regular part of my morning. While I'm making my coffee, which I do drink coffee, I start out with some lemon water. When we're asleep, you know, our body gets dehydrated. So just being able to fill your body with a glass of water upon first waking, it wakes up your system, it wakes up your digestion. And I do this process of scripting. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot too. This has been such a powerful tool for me. I love doing it. I look forward to doing it. Most days I script in the morning and right before bed. So scripting it's writing your story. It's writing the story that you want. It's writing the script for the movie that you want to see play out in your life. So here are some examples of how that would look in changing your self-concept through scripting. Writing down how you want to feel about yourself, how you want other people to feel about you. I am beautiful, handsome, smart, clever. Everybody hangs on my every word. I am helping millions of people every day. That's a quote from Jake Ducey. I can't take credit for that one. I'm helping millions of people every day. I think it's important, you know, to script about being of service to others, because that's really what we're all here to do. So I serve people in a unique and impactful way. I am a spark of the divine. I change the vibration of any situation I'm in just by being there. I am a conduit of God's love and peace. I am a brilliant, bright light. I am worthy of love. I attract high quality people into my life. I am building a spiritual community. I make friends everywhere I go. I am secure. I am confident. I am unattached from outcomes. And for me, the being secure, confident, unattached, these are really big things. Because when securities get the best of us, we have a tendency to want to cling to things, to cling to people, to cling to situations, to think, oh, I got to hold on to this. I got to hold on to this. If I let go, will it come back to me? Whatever. There's a neediness that comes with insecurity. And needy energy is a repelling energy. Have you ever been on a date with somebody that was clingy? That was ready to plan your whole lives together within 5 minutes of meeting you? How did that make you feel? I mean, it would make most of us run for the hills. And it works the same way in regular everyday life when it comes to manifesting. Neediness is a form of lack. And what you put out there, you create more of. So if you're coming from a space of lack, you're going to see more lack. So that was one of the first things that I changed about my own self-concept, was this feeling of unworthiness and insecurity. And one of the ways that I did that was through scripting. I am secure. I am confident. I am worthy of the love that I desire. I am love. And then all of the ways that I wanted to be perceived by the people around me. And when you do it in the morning, you're starting your day on that frequency. And as you encounter triggers, it becomes a lot easier to stop that line of thinking right in its tracks. Like, no, not today, Satan. We're not going to do that today. I'm not going to let you get the best of me today. Here's an example. Let's say that you're dating somebody and they don't respond to your text right away. And you get this thought like, oh, I bet they're not as attracted to me anymore. No, we're not going to do that. That's what I say. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. Of course they're attracted to me. Who wouldn't be? I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. I'm spectacular. No, no, they think about me all the time. They're just busy right now. And I'm busy too. So it's okay. And that's another really important piece of this too, is you've got your own stuff going on. We've got our own lives. We all have people who depend on us, passion projects that we want to do, things that we enjoy for fun. So when we're giving our energy and our focus to someone else or a situation, we're taking it away from ourselves. So when you see yourself paying attention, paying your energy, paying that currency, when you see yourself giving it away, put it back on you. Put it back on you. Put it right back on you. I'm busy. I've got stuff going on. And that brings me to the next point. We have this tendency to want to find validation outside of ourselves. We want other people to give us the love and encouragement that we desire. But that love is already within you. You can give it to yourself. And you should. We need to get out of the habit of expecting other people to make us happy. That's not their job. It's our job. We're responsible for that. We're responsible for making ourselves happy. We're responsible for self-care and love and all of those things. We can't depend on anyone else to do that for us. And we shouldn't. You know what? You can wrap yourself in a hug. You can wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a hug. You can give yourself attention. How do you do that? Well, what makes you feel comforted? Is it a bubble bath? Is it giving yourself a facial? Is it giving yourself a manicure? Is it making sure that your house is clean and organized? That your laundry is done? That you have an organized space that's free of clutter? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel cared for? Is it making a delicious, healthy, nourishing meal? Oh, this is reminding me of some other self-concept things. Another way to change your self-concept when regarding health. I am healthy. I am vibrant. I am filled with energy. I love to exercise. I make regular exercise a part of my routine every day, and it's the thing I most look forward to every single day. I have an amazing body. I am fit. I'm in the best shape of my life. I look 20 years younger. I feel 20 years younger. I am attracted to nourishing, wholesome foods that my body needs to sustain itself. Health is an important one, especially right now. So that is definitely something that I focus upon as well. I am vegan. I eat a plant-based diet. It doesn't mean that I never cheat and don't have dairy, because sometimes, you know what, I do, especially when I'm traveling. Now, I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat since 2010. But that's my choice, and that's something that I have decided for myself, and believe me, I have seen a huge difference by giving dairy up. It's made a huge impact on my life, my health, my spiritual health. That's my decision. This is not me judging anyone else's decision. I'm not here to do that. That would be giving my energy and power away. I don't care what you do. Do what you want. But my advice to you is set the intention that you're going to be attracted to the foods that are right for your body, that are going to keep you healthy and sustained and give you that energy. Because when we are feeling good, we are attracting all the good that we want to see in our lives. You can't get what you want by feeling lethargic and depressed. And moving your body through exercise and feeding it nourishing foods will make you feel good naturally. Getting plenty of sleep, that's another really big thing. Everything works together, along with the things that you're thinking and feeling about yourself. And it may feel a little weird to say these things about yourself at first, because you're in the process of believing the opposite. If that's the other thing too, like part of flipping that narrative is thinking the opposite. So the opposite of that negative thinking, you just flip it around. Like, let's say I am fat. You flip that around. I am fit. As soon as you have that thought come in your mind that is not what you want to see in your reality, you just flip it. You flip it onto the positive thing and repeat it a few times. Repeat it. Think of your mind like a computer. It's programmed. And we're being programmed by the things around us. TV programming, the programs on television, the news, the movies. This is all a form of programming, the other people's agendas, because there is a lot of power and control to be had when you are telling other people what to think and how to feel about themselves. You're telling other people that they're not good enough. You can sell them lots of products and things to make them feel better about themselves. But it doesn't really work, because things, people, situations, they might be able to please us for a moment in time, but happiness is an inside job, and it all starts with us. And it all comes back to how we think and feel about ourselves. Continue to remind yourself that you are beautiful, that you are powerful, that you are worthy of all the love that you desire, because you are. We are all pieces of God or the universe, whatever feels comfortable to you, but we are all pieces of that benevolent force that moves and works in our lives, that connects us all together, that connects us to this planet. We all deserve to be here. We all deserve to have the desires of our heart. We all deserve to live happy, abundant lives. And it all starts with us individually. We have to give it to ourselves. We have to provide that for ourselves. And when you change to an abundant mindset and you get really focused on abundance, you don't have time for lack. Lack doesn't even enter into your mind. And if it does, you flip it. You flip a lack-based thought into an abundant thought. So after I script, one of the things I like to do is I'll just flip back a few pages to, you know, something I script the days before. It doesn't matter. I just randomly flip open and I read it out loud. And then as I'm going about my morning, washing my face, making my smoothie, doing the things that I do, I just go on a little rampage of wonderful things about myself. And if you're feeling like you don't know where to start, start with gratitude over what is working in your life. You have a body that enables you to do incredible things. This body enables you to experience life in so many ways, through tasting your food, through the music that you hear, through movement and being able to dance. Whatever brings you joy, be grateful for your body. Be grateful for the body that you're in. Maybe you have some fitness goals that you'd like to achieve. But that doesn't mean you can't love your body right now the way that it is. And that's the key to achieving the goals that you have for yourself, is to love your body right now the way that it is. Love your life right now the way that it is. Find things to enjoy in every moment right now. There's always something to be grateful for. There is always something to be grateful for. Did you take a breath? Can you take a deep breath right now? You didn't have to struggle to breathe. Do you know how many people have to struggle to breathe right now? But you don't? Have some gratitude for that. Were you able to eat today? Did you have 3 meals today? There are other people on this planet that don't get to eat today. Be grateful for that. Do you have a friend? Do you have parents that you're close to? Do you have a sibling that you're close to? Do you have people that you can confide in and ask for advice? Be grateful for that. Not everybody has that. And that is another important piece to the scripting that I forgot to mention. I start out with gratitude. I start my scripting with gratitude. I put the date, gratitude, and then just whatever flows through me that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I'm paying my rent every single month. I live alone, no roommates. I'm grateful for that. I have my space. I have my own little sacred area that I can call mine, and I can escape the world and the energy after a day of being out and about with other people. I get to come home to my own sacred space, and I'm grateful for that. So, find things to be grateful for right now. Find things to love about yourself right now. Find things to love about your life right now. And then play that on a repeat. Play it on a repeat. And then it's okay to want to be healthier, fitter, weigh less, whatever the case may be. Start acting as if you already do. Start acting as if you are that confident, secure person that other people chase after. You don't have to chase. Everything you want comes to you. You get whatever you want. Life works out for you. You're not chasing anybody. You're not chasing friendships. You're not chasing relationships. You got it going on. You don't have to chase. Whatever you want comes to you. And just start telling yourself this. Start putting that on a repeat. And when a negative thought comes into your mind, if you have an interaction that makes you doubt yourself, flip the script. Flip it. Flip it. The more you do this, the more you will be in a habit of doing it. And you'll find that you're thinking more positive thoughts about yourself than negative thoughts. It is a process. It is like anything else. It takes some practice, but it will pay off. Now, if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Facebook, LifeAquarian1111. I'm on Instagram, LifeAquarian. And I'm super excited. My friend Elena and I have been doing a book club. And we just finished our first book. It took 10 weeks. We're about to start our second book, which is going to be The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Now, if you would like to be a part of that book club, we would love to have you join. It's going to be kicking off this week. So we usually meet on Thursdays, and we can do a virtual meeting. We don't even have to, we don't even have to be in the same city. We don't have to be in the same country. If you want to be a part of this book club, we want you to be. So our next book club, well, we're kicking off the start of this new book on Thursday, January 14th. So the day after this episode airs, we'll be kicking off our new book. Now, you can join at any time. You can pop in at any part of this process. We are having very rich discussions about what we're reading, and you can join at any time. I'll have details about it on my Facebook page, LifeAquarian1111, how you can join. We wish that you would, because we have gained so much wisdom and insight. The first book that we read was The Power of Now, and it has changed our lives. And being able to concentrate on a little bit at a time, instead of like just reading a whole book at once, or just, you know, reading without any sort of structure, but having a certain amount of content that you're reading, and then people that you can discuss that content with and really work through it and process it, man, that has been so rewarding for us. So I invite you to participate. You can also email me, lifeaquarian@gmail.com. I appreciate you listening today. Thanks for being a part of this. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you. In the future, I will be doing live broadcasts where I can take your calls and we can speak to each other and work through things in real time to share with others who might be going through something similar. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much. Have a blessed and beautiful day. Much love to all.